Wishing you a beautiful Saturday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So all of this month we've been covering the topic of self-sabotage, and I hope you've been listening to the teachings that I have, and they've been limited this month to try and give you an opportunity and a chance to actually implement them into your life. And I'd love to hear back through text or email how you're finding what you're learning, and if you're actually being able to put any of those teachings in to place in your life. So yesterday I had a very interesting day where I had two clients back to back, and both of them were struggling with the issue of self-sabotage, and I could see so clearly in the readings, the minute I opened their cards, exactly what was happening. And it got me thinking about everything we've been covering this month. And one of the ladies had a situation where she was actually going to be going abroad, and she was in a really heightened state of stress because she was moving for a whole year, which totally understandable, that would be naturally stressful. But what I actually saw in her cards, which I found really interesting, was that by her going away for the year, she was at a crossroads, and I mean an energetic crossroads, where that the panic and the fear and the worry that she was experiencing was because she knew she was going off to embark on an adventure of sorts. But because her life would be maybe a bit more stagnant or stressful here, this adventure actually seemed too much. So it's normal to have the worries and the anxieties around making a big decision to go off for a year, totally normal, and every one of us would be like that. But what I was saying to her is that if she went away in 2 weeks when she's heading off and had that worry and that fear there, it was in a way her trying to sabotage herself, and that when she got abroad, her experience wouldn't be as good as she wanted it to be. And from, you know, maybe like missing her flight or losing her passport to then going over and not getting work that she wanted, and then maybe not living in the right place that she wanted to live. And I could see it so clearly, like the cards were showing me that if she didn't have some sort of a shift around trying to sabotage it subconsciously, she wasn't consciously trying to do it, she was literally in a make or break situation around making an emotional and subconscious decision around whether she was going to enjoy this next year ahead. Straight after her then, I read for another client who was sabotaging herself in terms of her physical energy. She was working for herself and undervaluing herself in terms of her time and in terms of the pricing that she was charging. And she had hit rock bottom, and as a result of that, she was having to cancel appointments, and some people were having to go off to other, you know, people to get the same service. And she was losing clients as a result. And it really reminded me of myself with my own work, because I used to try and just read for as many people as I could whenever they wanted. And I was burning out all the time from that. I had no structure, was not optimizing my own self-care. And all of these things are self-sabotage, and we can have reasons for them, which is, well, I'm setting up a business, or, you know, your first couple of years, you have to just do the hard graft. I get all that, and I did that 10 years of hard graft to build up the client base that I've built up now. But what was happening was she was close to burnout when I spoke to her today, and I was like, you have to restructure everything, but it starts with you. And when we undertake behaviours like that, which we can make valid reasons for and understand, it just doesn't mean that just because we're justifying it or able to have a reason for it, that we're not actually self-sabotaging ourselves. And I always, when I get readings, I could do, you know, 3 or 4 readings a day, and the same message came up. So when these people were back to back today and the energy was on self-sabotage, I had to look at 2 factors that were going on in my own life that I was like, that's self-sabotage. And then I thought, this is a great lesson to be able to share with all of you. So I know I talked about different ways of self-sabotaging before, but what I really am getting at today is how we can actually stop ourselves from having the life and the adventures and the excitement that we are supposed to have, and also how we can burn ourselves out for the sake of other people and what they need. And they are 2 big messages that I need to hear at the moment for different reasons. And there might be big messages that you need to hear at this time. So I just simply want you to think about that today, and we'll continue with our teachings tomorrow. And I wish you a great Saturday and a wonderful weekend ahead.